EPA is proposing a new stormwater construction permit, but could have an even more ambitious plan up its sleeve. And GAO thinks it's time to start getting serious about regulating fisheries. Today is May 16, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Data was released this week by EPA's Performance Track program that showed the successes achieved by the voluntary participants in the program. The 6th Annual Progress Report tracked information from the program's inception in 2000 to 2006. Find more information on EPA's website. EPA will kick off its 7th Annual EPA Science Forum on Tuesday, May 20th. The agency said it hopes participants will learn about new technologies that are expanding environmental protection and making going green economically profitable. Among technologies discussed will be promising green building technologies and advances in satellite data. The forum will feature plenary speakers, breakout sessions, and a technology expo focused on technology advances and future directions, energy, climate, and the environment, and water systems infrastructure and security. As part of the forum, the agency will release its 2008 report on the environment on Tuesday at noon Eastern. EPA announced this week it is proposing to reissue its stormwater construction general permit for a 2-year time period. The permit would apply where EPA is the permitting authority, which includes 5 states, most territories, and most Indian Country lands. The draft permit utilizes the same terms and conditions as EPA's 2003 permit, which expires in July. The agency is proposing the permit to coordinate it with a national effort for construction development industry called the Effluent Limitation Guideline. Upon finalization of the guideline, EPA plans to include its provisions into a new and improved construction general permit to be reissued no later than July 2010. Coming up, GAO released a report in which it recommends federal environmental controls on aquaculture. And for some companies, the nightmare suit over MTBE is finally over, but a massive fine and cleanup costs still loom, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The Government Accountability Office released a report last week that recommends the federal government ought to create a regulatory framework for offshore aquaculture, which refers to the raising of marine organisms in captivity for human use or consumption. The office also recommended permitting and site selection, as well as environmental management standards, be applied to fish and shellfish nurseries. Some, but not all, of the oil companies named in a landmark suit have agreed to clean up groundwater contaminated with MTBE and pay over $400 million in penalties. A dozen oil companies agreed to pay $423 million in cash, in addition to cleanup costs, to settle litigation over groundwater contamination from the gasoline additive MTBE. The case involves 153 public water providers in 17 states and was filed in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. Among those choosing to settle were industry giants BP America Inc., Chevron Corp., Shell Oil Co., Marathon Oil Corp., Venezuela's Citgo Petroleum Corp., Sunoco Inc., and Valero Energy Corp. 6 oil companies and refineries did not settle. According to lead lawyers for the plaintiffs, ExxonMobil Corp. was the biggest holdout. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.